Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Continuing our coverage of the situation in Israel, we wanted to find out a little bit more about what is happening on the Lebanese border. Professor Richard Landes, he's a historian and an author. Professor, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Okay.
Let's just talk about the current situation, because there's been a little bit of conflicting reports. Israel was meant to withdraw, then they left. They didn't fully withdraw. We've heard of some military activity. What is going on?
Well, it's hard to say, but apparently Israel was supposed to leave entirely. It was delayed. And then apparently the U.S., said that they could have five locations sort of spread along the border in high places to keep track of things. It's not clear how long those will be there. There are fortifications being built. So it's not entirely clear, but on the other hand, what is disturbing is that Hezbollah seems to be part of the Lebanese government, and the Lebanese government and Hezbollah are both talking about this as if, you know, they won the war and they're telling Israel to get out of there. And that is disturbing because, as one commentator pointed out, Lebanon has a bright future if it can get along with us. But if it's got Hezbollah in the government, then the future is not very bright for Lebanon and is dark for us. Not as dark for us as it is for them, because they have no protection against Hezbollah. But it's not a good scene.
So what is how is this likely to play out long term? Because there's no doubt that Iran and Hezbollah haven't exactly given up the quest. They've been severely damaged. Sure. They've been severely hurt. But we know that they're going to continue smuggling, or trying to smuggle at least, weapons into the area. Right. We don't know if the peacekeeping force is strong enough to curtail it. So ultimately, aren't we going to be back to where we were?
It's entirely possible. I mean, look, the UN is supposed to be assisting in this. The UN was worse than worthless. It was actually actively complying with demands from Hezbollah to completely undermine the treaty that was signed back in 2006. And permitted the situation that Israel faced after October 7th, 2023. Will it be different? There's no evidence that the UN is changing in any way. Will the United States and France, which has a specific interest in the condition of Lebanon, be involved? It's possible, but, you know, I mean, this is a little like parents who are otherwise involved with the kid who's just determined to do what he wants to do. And there's no, you know, this takes constant supervision. And it's just not clear that, with the exception of Israel, anybody in the world scene, and certainly the world body of the UN, is willing to pay the constant attention necessary. So, you know, I think the only real possibility for a change would come from a change within the Lebanese government and a decision to get rid of Hezbollah. And that might come if Iran is not just weakened, but actually if something dramatic happens in Iran, whether it's the bombing of the atomic sites or even the overthrow of the Islamist regime, that could change the scene. But in terms of what it looks like now, it looks like another round of, you know, this was a particularly serious mowing of the grass, but it looks like it may just be mowing the grass again.
Which is going to be very concerning for those who live in the firing line again. You know, they've moved back there.
Yeah.
They're trying to rebuild their lives. But to some extent, there's got to be this feeling that it's for a limited period before this all starts again.
Yeah, and in fact, it doesn't look like people are rushing to move back into the north. We've been up there, my wife and I have been up there to volunteer to help clear out the debris around houses and stuff. And it's still pretty much a ghost town in places like Missoula. So, these are terribly serious problems that no sovereign nation would put up with. But somehow, in the opinion of the world, Israel should put up with it.
Yeah, yeah. The fact that the U.S. is part of this international peacekeeping, does that provide any comfort?
Well, look, it provides some comfort, obviously, and particularly with a president like Donald Trump. Mm. But with a different president, if the Democrats were to come back, that would be a worthless guarantee.
Mm-hmm. There's also been, the situation there exposed the United Nations UNIFIL quite shockingly.
Right.
Has there been any follow-up on that?
Yeah, look, the UN, the UN has morphed under our eyes from an organization that was supposed to bring peace to the world, or at least assure peace where it already existed, into an organization which is literally in the hands of some of the worst warmongers on the planet, namely the Organization of Islamic Conference or something, the sort of combined Islamic states who push the Palestinian and more broadly the sort of axis of resistance position everywhere. And so it's hard to say that the UN is capable of the kind of behavior that would be valuable. And it's very hard to say that enough people are aware of this that there will be an effort to change the direction of the UN. But, it's like a giant aircraft carrier doesn't turn around on a dime. In the foreseeable future, I can't see the UN as playing anything but a negative role.
And that is all we have time for. That is where we leave it. Thank you, as always. That was Professor Richard Landis. He's an Israeli historian and author. It's gone 8:30.